Welcome to the Social Podcast, where no discussion or debate is off limits.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for being with us and welcome to the Social. We'd like to welcome to the panel today iHeartRadio's Meredith Shaw, who is back with us. Always lovely to have you.
Yay. I twinned with you today, Mel.
I feel like we're in a girl band.
Yeah, we're doing our best on a Monday.
And I love it.
I love it.
I know. We'll figure out a name on the first commercial break. But first, we've got a lot to get to. And I don't know if you've been watching any news this weekend, but there's a lot going on the coronavirus front. We know there are now at least 2 cases of the Omicron variant here in Canada, many more being investigated. 2 confirmed were travelers flying to Ottawa from Nigeria. And as I said, many more are now under review. So this comes just days after Canada banned travel from 7 countries in southern Africa. Scientists have been saying vaccine inequity and hesitancy have made this variant more likely. Everybody is reacting to this everywhere. How are we feeling about this today?
Oh, I don't think anyone's feeling good. You hear this and it's just immediately this kind of, I mean, the name too, right? It sounds like some kind of like terrifying cyborg. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I think all of us were starting to get our hopes up, feeling like vaccinations, we can see that they're working, kids are now eligible. And then it was a kind of wah, wah, wah. Mm-hmm. The thing that I also have heard a few people talking about, like travel, you know, we should have, you know, put the borders down sooner. And I hope we've learned something through this pandemic, which is that travel bans do not work. That basically by the time this new variant has been even discovered, it's been around presumably for a few weeks. And in that time, people move. People constantly are traveling. And if it, so to isolate this one area is so silly. Is actually ineffective. It's performative.
Especially if it's the only thing you're doing.
That's right.
Like, they work,
yeah.
But they need to work in combination with other things.
Yeah, yeah, everyone needs to do it kind of at the same time for it to work. And to me, it just bugs me when everyone's like, everyone should have closed the border.
And it stigmatizes. Mm-hmm. South Africa, mm-hmm. Their leader was like, you guys are stigmatizing us? Like, it was our team of researchers who found this and shared the information rapidly. So why are we being punished? And a lot of people are saying today, this is going to de-incentivize any other potential things that are found in any other part of the world. They might not want to share so fast if it means a shutdown and a stigmatization. So there is that fear on the other side. I don't know that all experts agree that bans don't work. I actually saw a lot of really prominent doctors that I respect and follow online this weekend who were kind of debating both sides. And a lot of them were saying, depends how quickly, because if you find an epicenter, if in fact South Africa is the epicenter, we don't know that yet, but if you find an epicenter where there's a ton of cases, that's how infections and viruses work, right? Is that if you can contain, you can mitigate.
But it doesn't make any sense because you've got somebody in the epicenter who travels not to one of the countries that's banning it. They travel to Italy. And then they give it to somebody in Italy and someone from Italy. It doesn't make any sense.
A numbers game. Yeah. I think it's a numbers game.
Global pandemic. That's
Lainey's favorite word.
Oh, is it? Is it like the worst drinking game ever?
Yeah. It's a different conversation.
Okay, different conversation. Well, I saw this quote from Dr. Richard Lessels out of the University of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. And he said inequality is what is going to extend this pandemic.
Yes.
And I really, that tweaked something in me. Because when you think about it from, you know, that numbers game, the travel ban, but when you take it back to what you were saying, Mal, and it becomes this issue of inequality, this issue of prejudice and privilege, of accessibility, it takes on a whole different route. And they have always said, we're in this together. You know, and we said that sort of in Toronto, in Ontario, in Canada, mm-hmm. but it really means all of us globally are in this together, and it's going to take a lot of the potentially more countries with more access to really decide that that's what it means, and to really decide, are we going to do those boosters, or are we making sure everyone in the world has the second round? You know, like, where are we going there?
Yeah, that's a good question, because all we hear from America today is, we just heard it from President Biden, Dr. Fauci was all over the media all over the weekend, and he says, the best thing you can do is get your booster. And I kept thinking, how is this living right beside the fact that many countries of the world do not have enough vaccine for their people?
And I think that that's something that I'm thinking about because I am one of those people who I've been wanting a booster for weeks now, I have said. And so when I think about it, like, yeah, am I the jerk who's possibly going to get three before some people around the world get one? I don't want to be that jerk. I definitely want to not contribute to inequality.
Of course.
That said, to your point, a lot of things have to happen at the same time. Like, yes, I think richer countries should share vaccines. That said, when you're a richer country sharing your vaccines, what are your citizens doing at home to adhere to restrictions to make sure that you're not spreading? I mean, before Omicron became this news story, at least where we live, the numbers have been steadily increasing, doubling, mm-hmm. right? That's before Omicron. And the reason why is because people, I get it, people are so over it. It's holiday season and they're out there wild. And I am telling you, like, I'm looking at a non-pandemic world right now. And so are we prepared to respect vaccine equity and live by restrictions? Scale things back so that we, with our two shots or maybe even one, protect ourselves and not allow these numbers to go up selfishly with two parents who are immune compromised, one who's about to enter hospital. Human nature is we take care of our own first. And so my worry, because I'm seeing all these people out there wild and with the idiots who are vaccine hesitant or non-vaxxers or whatever, I'm worried. I'm worried about what is going on at home.
But if it's a problem in another part of the world, clearly we're realizing it's consistently a problem mm-hmm. in every part of the world. So Dr. Naheen Dosani actually tweeted this, which is interesting. He said, so let me get this straight. Rich countries can show great urgency in imposing travel bans on poor countries because of Omicron. Sorry. But show little urgency when it comes to fixing vaccine inequity, which is why variants like this exist in the first place, mm-hmm. which is an interesting thing to say, right? Like, it's like there has been this rush to ban, but there hasn't been the same rush to make sure that these vaccines get out there. Granted, I don't know if every country is as ready and as interested in
the vaccines.
Mm-hmm. They've got to do a lot of work there as well.
Yeah. Are they going to even receive them when they go there?
Their leaders have to do work, for sure over there. I think our leaders too. You know, just a few weeks ago, we live in Ontario. The premier of this province said every restriction is going to be lifted by March. Meaning, like,
that was a moronic statement.
Not going to ever dispute that, especially the word that you use, the adjective that you just use. But in terms of, like, us talking about shipping vaccines somewhere else, not taking any for ourselves, what do we have to do here? It's not taking our masks off in March. You know, so our leaders have to tell us, like, to give us that kind of messaging. We are not out of this. We are still in this. Please don't congregate in big groups. Please be careful. Do not take your masks off, like, count down to March.
I was in the mall on the weekend and I saw a lot of people not wearing masks. And I was just like, wow, I would love to get inside your head for a moment.
You know what's really, I mean, and we think of the businesses as well, mm-hmm. you know, going out a little bit more, if people are doing some shopping and going out and about, and businesses who want to keep their doors open. I'm going to plead to businesses across this country, we have QR codes for a reason. Almost every province has some kind of scanner. When you talk about everybody doing their part, if we want to live as if we're trying to get back to normal before Omicron gets its hold, which we still have no idea much about it,
then
I think
that
those businesses need to actually step up and do their part as well. Otherwise, get ready for more shutdowns. I mean, if we can't mitigate and control these numbers, which are happening right across the country, I think to your point, we all have to get in this together. I will say when I'm going to be watching what the federal government has to say about this. There's a lot happening. We have, 2 weeks until scientists say they can get more answers to us. And then what? I don't want to panic. I don't want to panic before then. I'm still wearing my mask. I just booked my parents' boosters today. Mm-hmm. My daughter got vaccinated. I don't know that I'm going to say. I want to say maybe I do want a booster. But if I'm going to say right now I'm healthy, I'm not one of the vulnerable ones. I'm willing to take the hit if somebody else can get it. I really, really hope that
the information has to be there and the confusion has to be mitigated. Because even when we were about to talk about this, I was like, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was like, I don't know what to say anymore that would be helpful because I don't know.
We don't know how.
You know, I don't know.
The small glimmer of hope was that there was a lot of worry about the Delta variant, mm-hmm. about it maybe being resistant to the vaccines that we have. And we're hearing similar things come out about worries about this. And we just don't know. And Delta, it turned out, wasn't actually as concerning as it turned out. So There's still...
Well, no, we can't say that. Well, Delta is still the predominant.
It's predominant,
and
but it
fatal
wasn't as
virus.
Resistant to the vaccines as was initially
right.
being projected.
Right. Science.
I'm trying to hang on to any hope
yay,
now.
Yay, science.
Any hope.
You know what we say? Let's keep funding science.
Yeah.
Mm. Isn't science a beautiful thing?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, I can't wait to see the tweets coming my way for saying something so controversial. Like, science is real.
Have you ever thought about your digital inheritance? That can be anything from your emails and social media accounts to cryptocurrency to our online businesses. Experts told Global News that it's imperative that we all consider what to do with these things in the afterlife.
I have to say, before this came out, I've never thought about this. And now that this is before us, I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, I have an Instagram account. I've taken lots of photos. I've written lots of things online. And do I have to put that into my will? Because I don't know, in 50 years after I'm gone, if you don't, is it part of the public domain and someone can just use a likeness of me to sell whatever, raisins, or promote like some political party that I'm
sure.
I would never support.
Yeah.
So, but it's also a very weird and awkward thing when you are not technically, like this is for regular people. They're making this recommendation for people
anybody.
Who aren't celebrities,
anybody.
Right?
Yeah, anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody.
But it does feel weird.
Yeah.
Like if you want to bequeath your photos and you, if you want to bequeath them, yeah. let's say for me, I would want to bequeath them to an Asian heritage organization. But this is not trendy yet. This is a new thing. So I call them up and I say, hey, Asian Heritage, I'm Lady Louie from The Social. And
do you want to buy my photo?
My photos are extremely valuable, yeah. okay? So I'm bequeathing them to you in my will. What do you think about that? How do I know they're not rolling their eyes going like, who do you think you are? Like, save your photos, scrub them. I don't care what you want to do with them, but don't give them to us. Like, it's a weird thing to think about.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't, my brain wouldn't go right away to like an organization. Maybe for some people that makes sense. Mine would go to my family.
Was that
like,
just my ego? Was that just my
maybe
ego?
Maybe just
talking?
Your ego, I don't know.
I am an Asian woman who is rare on
yes.
Canadian television. I was thinking about
yes,
that.
Yes, for sure.
But my ego.
But no, I mean, in terms of who you think would have your best interests in mind, right? Like you would think like any heirloom or something, you're not going to just give it to anybody. You want to give it to someone who's going to appreciate it. For me, I think right away, my Instagram will now, because I've also only thought about this for the very first time, is going to go to my daughter. Why? Because I know she would probably, hopefully, have my best interests in mind. But my Instagram, I think like a lot of people's, is like a living diary. And my Instagram precedes Marquesa. She doesn't have a sibling, so there's not another little person who's going to help her remember her memories. This is a living, breathing diary of her life before she was even in it. Mm-hmm. So if you think the hundreds, probably thousands of photos that are there, that's going to be something for her. But then if she wants
she
to put my face...
Is she going to get your
followers? Well, maybe. Oh, yeah. Can you?
Followers?
Yes. Oh my God, wouldn't it be weird if she kept the account going after I died and then was like talking like me?
Ooh. But what are the rights to bequeathing followers? Because you followed a certain person.
Right.
That was your choice. Mm. Are you able? Anyway, yeah. Like, see?
If you follow Melissa, do you want to follow Marquesa?
She's going to be way more interesting. Trust me. Way more interesting.
I think it goes far beyond also just social media accounts. Like those are some places to consider. But it's also emails mm-hmm. and it's your documents that you have saved. Like, we don't, let's face it, we don't really write letters in quite the same ways. We do a lot of texting. We do a lot of emailing. Back in the day, you know, you would find, you can do this through Ancestry as well. Like, you find like a letter that was saved
yeah.
from your great grandparents, maybe some illicit affair that occurred during the war. That I eat that stuff up, and you want that stuff, but we don't have that really anymore. But you could. So, but you've got to decide.
Ooh,
I thought about this.
Do
I was
want
like,
to? Like,
here
you box.
Do here you
want
go.
To? I know.
You leave all your texts
yeah.
and the access to that to your maybe your great grandkids.
Yeah, skip a generation.
Skip a generation.
Just a little buffer. Right? But speaking of grandparents, one of the things that I was most thinking about this, and this is, again, I feel like every time I come on the show, we talk about some form of inheritance, which is very difficult for me. I'm like, am I going to die? But anyway, so what I have most loved, my grandparents, you know, God rest their souls, both passed on, but they left me and my cousins their air miles, or their, I'm not air
Whoa.
Miles, but aeroplane, you know, like travel miles.
You can okay. do that?
Apparently you can. And so they were big travelers. And so now myself and my cousins, you know, when we're able to go on a trip, I mean, not recently, but it's kind of the most beautiful thing because I feel
oh
them with
gosh.
Me and I'm so grateful and
Is
they
it
are allowing me, I, These are questions that are above my pay grade, but I know that I've gone somewhere based on miles that I didn't earn. So
I love that. That's really cool.
It's quite touching and beautiful.
No, I ask that because, like, this story, and we'll move on in a second, this story assigned, like, a minimum value of $10,000 to digital assets. So, first of all, I don't know how you assign that value, but that means if it has a monetary value, it's taxable. The government is coming for it. Like,
look at you. I definitely paid my taxes.
Boy.
So to prove the point, the digital assets are valuable. NFT, or non-fungible token, has been named, get this, the word of the year by Collins Dictionary. So do you agree with this choice? Do you have another word of the year, ladies?
I don't agree with this choice because I'm still trying to figure out exactly what NFT means, because every time I watch and read anything, I'm left way more confused.
Yep.
But speaking to our last point, I do know that there was a piece of art that was sold for $69 million, an NFT by an artist named Beeple. So yes, our social media assets are worth something. But my word would be climate refugee. I think that's already happened, where climate change is now pushing millions of people out of their homes permanently. It's happening in this country as we speak. So I think my word for the year would be climate refugee.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I went a totally different direction. I just looked to the youth to tell me, and my son is 8 and a half, and he has been using the word epic to just, it's like our, I think, awesome, like epic, or like whatever. It's
wicked.
Everything is wicked. No, it's epic.
Yeah, epic.
And I did that, or like the vid. Like, I feel like the vid.
What's
did you
the
get
vid?
The vid? Have they? I'm not trying to make light of,
like,
COVID.
Vid. I was like,
oh,
video.
COVID?
People
oh,
say,
what?
I have not heard that.
No.
We've heard the Rona.
No, the vid is a thing now. The vid. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you,
vid.
Chris Corrado, behind the camera.
Okay.
It's
thank
not
you.
A point of pride, I hope.
I don't know. No.
Like,
no,
what,
no.
Among 8-year-olds? Just that is, like, that,
have you had the vid speak?
Listen, well, what's your word? I'm just going to move
I don't away. Know. Like, I'm still back at NFT. I think it's so, like, I don't understand. Because Miriam and Oxford both went with vaccine, or its variant forms. Vax or whatever, whether you double X or you 1X. I'm not sure why Collins decided to go rogue and be like,
because they're cool.
Oh, NFT. Like, it seems a little bit, to your point, not everybody knows what NFT is. Like, I bet you 50% of our audience doesn't know what NFT is, just like you just said, Mel.
At first, I thought it was that, like, not safe for work acronym.
See?
No, like, no, it's like, it's more important than that.
It's a digital asset.
Yeah,
that's about all that I've
been
able to get.
Mine would be Zoom. I've never said those four letters more in my life.
Zoom. Yeah.
I just never said it more. So.
It's a verb now.
It's a
too.
Verb. It's, yeah. A, yeah, it's everything. It's
yeah,
all the things.
There it is. Okay, yeah. There it is.
All right. Well, clearly, none of us finds NFT all that epic. But this next topic might be controversial. A writer for Refinery29 argues that wedding dress shopping is best done solo. Do you like this idea, or is entourage the way to go? We do have a bride to be among us. So. Meredith, tell us everything. Have you gone shopping yet for the dress?
Well, no. And you have a bride amongst you, but you have a curvy bride amongst you.
Okay.
And I want to say it is a very different experience as a curvy woman shopping for this dress than it is not. And I can't answer this question without addressing that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, you think of that entourage moment, but a lot of times they don't stock the sizes of the dresses for someone like me to have that entourage moment. And if I think about it too much, I will get emotional, because sometimes you do want that little pop of champagne. And, you know, I just, if you have a bridal store out there, or you are a bridal designer, please take this as a sign of change, because
so still,
just get the clips.
In 2021,
oh, lady,
when we
still.
Talk about body positivity,
yes.
And
that's
all
terrible.
Lines are saying
yes.
They're expanding it to
yes.
be more inclusive.
Yes, sometimes they are, but sometimes they're not in the store. So you have to pick from a catalog or something. You don't actually get it on your body. So I know a lot of curvy brides do it solo, and do it sort of solo even online. And
how
it can be such an alienating, shame-based experience.
Yeah.
And so I don't mean to bring it to that, but
I think address
that topic without sort of shouting it out to my curvy sisters, because it can really, really be challenging and isolating. But I am looking forward to the shopping experience. I am looking forward to taking people through it, because I think I can offer maybe some perspective on that. And I think because I'm a bit of a micromanager stylist, I think I would like to go by myself. And then once I have it, please come and enjoy.
Okay.
But I don't want you seeing me stressed.
Yes.
I will say, I thank you for that. And I hope people are listening, because you've just pointed out a huge gap in the market.
Mm-hmm.
which seems ridiculous. But I think there's some real pleasure to be gained from going by yourself, because let's face it, your entourage might have, like, they can steer you in a direction that maybe isn't you. Mm-hmm. So I went to a bunch by myself, and then I determined kind of what I liked and what I didn't like. Then I brought a few friends. Mm-hmm. But it also didn't fit me at all. So I actually had to imagine what it would be like. And anyway, you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
No. What did I do? Mine was spontaneous. I just found it walking through the streets in Paris.
Oh come on.
Excuse me.
Is that a real story?
It's a real story.
Wow.
It's a real story.
Wandering,
I was with my mom and my dad and my sister.
Oh.
And that was the moment.
There it is. It was perfect.
All I have to say.
Mel in Paris.
God, that was so good. I wish
such
we could
flex.
Memorialize that moment in a digital way. Can we put that on our Instagram?
Yes. Oh, Dad.
Subscribe to The Social Podcast so you don't miss a fiery debate. Until next time, socialites.